What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome to Untrade Chat Daily with me, Diana Gladney, your small business and video marketing coach for home-based business entrepreneurs, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a small business on a day-to-day basis to help you along your journey and share my thoughts and tips to help you share your passion and change people's lives. So if you're into chatting about that, let's jump right into today's message. What is up, entrepreneurs, and welcome back to Untrade Chats Daily. Happy Monday. I hope you're having a fantastic day. This will be an incredible week for you. I know it will. I just feel it. So guys, I am so excited to talk about our topic today, which is battling marketing stereotypes. Now, when we think of stereotypes, we generally are cool with the ones that we know of. We know that, you know, let's just put it out there. We know that there's a stereotype for everybody and everything when it comes to Black people, when it comes to white people, when it comes to Chinese people, when it comes to certain foods, certain cultures, certain states, certain people from the North versus the South, certain people from all kinds of things. There are stereotypes of schools. There are stereotypes of certain cars. You know, there are stereotypes of every individual thing either leans you one way or the other in somebody's mind that has those specific stereotypes already outlined. And even if we try to be the best person that we possibly can be, we still wind up falling into the trap of stereotypes. And we figure at times stereotypes are akin to different genres or, you know, some type of demographic. And so when you hear people talk about stereotypes to a certain extent, it almost begins to sound as if it is some new demographic and way to categorize a person, a place, a thing, or whatever, any of those things that qualify it to be a noun, right? So when I was thinking of today's episode and what I wanted to talk about, I really wanted to talk about the podcast episode that will be released later on today. So there is a few hours difference between when I publish these podcasts Monday through Saturday and when I publish the vlogs, which I'm doing Vlogmas 2018. Depending on when you're listening to this, it may already be over or it could be right at the specific date and time that it's being published. And so if that's the case, then, you know, within a few hours of you listening to this, that Vlogmas episode will be published. And it's not a episode that I'm particularly keen on. It's not something I was even comfortable with. I really would have rather have skipped the day ahead and, you know, gone on to the next recorded content because I'm a couple days, I have a couple days worth of content that I have since I started. As soon as I start running into issues with the M50 or whatever, I went ahead and start capturing that experience, one, because I would need it for this whole process that I'm dealing with right now, trying to figure things out. And it would be good content to share to see what happens when this kind of stuff goes down. And so the Vlogmas serves a purpose of me being able to be as raw and authentic as I possibly can be, even more so than I'm able to in a few, you know, 6-7 minute YouTube video where I'm specifically teaching a principle. I got maybe 2, 3, 4, or 5 bullet points, and I'm trying to hit on all those different cylinders at once. With that being said, and knowing that, you know, I only have a limited amount of time, the way that you consume videos is very different than the way that you consume videos. Knowing that, vlogs have a unique sense of just authenticity. They have a unique style, a unique characteristic to them. It's really its own beast. And when we think about how are we connecting with our audience and, you know, what are we doing for strategies when it comes to marketing and reaching people? And once we have reached them, being able to connect with them, what are we going to do? So vlogs have been this unique way of being able to really express who you are, how you feel, your thoughts, and just all the different things while still sharing that. And it's a different type of beast altogether. It's really very unique, very unique. And so with my experience thus far with Vlogmas, this episode made me kind of wish that I didn't do Vlogmas, but at the same time, it makes me very happy that I am doing Vlogmas. One thing that I always, in the back of my mind, just kind of felt off about is the fact that you see certain people or you see certain things, and it appears as if they are perfect. They have the perfect life. They have a great attitude, a great mentality, a great spirit, strong spirit. And then they're just able to persevere over all the different challenges. And you don't see them during the hard parts. And you don't see them during the challenges in those tough moments. But in this episode, you will see one of mine. Now, I'm not a person that gets really furious and angry and, you know, flip a table over and snatch the curtains down. Like, that is not me. Have I gotten to the point to where I've been, you know, moved to want to hurt somebody? Sure. I think everybody has that capability. However, that's once in my lifetime. I slapped a boy in elementary school. How about this? Let me just tell you the story, because I hate to give those snippets and then just like leave it alone. So what had happened was it was a boy named Vincent. I'll never forget. And we were in the fifth grade, and he was disrespecting me, and he was leaning on, like, if it's a four-leg chair, he was, you know, just leaning back, rocking in those back two legs, because he was a fairly tall guy. So he could, you know, rock back on the tippy toes and just rock in his chair like that. And the teacher was in there. The classroom was full. And for whatever reason, he decided he was going to pick on me that day. Well, that day I wasn't having it, because I was already used to being picked on. I wore skirts growing up, got called skirt girl, granny, and everything else in between. And also insinuating all other kinds of things for the fact that I just wore a skirt, because for my family, that's what we had to do growing up. And it was just stupid and I hated it. So, you know, that was always something I had to deal with. So, but for whatever reason, and it wasn't just that, talking about the skirt or whatever, because at that point I, you know, get numb to it. But I can't even remember exactly what he said. I just know he continuously disrespected me, and the teacher wouldn't say anything at all. It was a male teacher. He wouldn't say anything. He just let him do it. Whole class is silent. Everybody's paying attention and no work is getting done. The classroom is just stopped. And it's just me and him back and forth, back and forth. And he said something and I told him to say something else and I'm going to slap the piss out of you. And he said something else. I kindly scooted my chair back as calmly as possible, because I didn't rush in anything that I did, because I said what I meant what I said. I got up. I walked over to him and I looked him dead in his eyes, and he was like, "You ain't gonna do nothing." I slapped him and he fell back in his chair. So that's what happened with that one. So needless to say, you know, that was a nice walk to the principal's office, despite my going off on the teacher after that, telling him that you sat there and you let this whole thing go down and you said nothing. And so, you know, I never had a problem defending myself verbally or with those. That's all it was. I've slapped a few people that disrespected me, and I don't know where this podcast is going now, but at the same time though, I'm not a violent person. and that was just like in middle school and in elementary schools, only time I've had those issues. Other than that, I've been a good girl. But you know, when it comes to our quote unquote, our bad side, you know, what is the thing that triggers us? And so it's not the fact that I've ever been infuriated like that. And I've had, like I said, I've had like just a handful of issues from elementary school to my adult life, even in college. And it's just like those random few instances and that's it. And Vincent was one of them. So, but you know, it's like, otherwise my general character, I'm cool, calm, and collected. And I try to stay as mentally strong as possible and in control, because, you know, I believe we were never created to be ruled by our emotions. Have them, yes, but not be ruled by them to where we're completely thrown out of whack by them constantly. And so I'm always focused on that and making sure to the best of my ability to do that. And I wasn't in this vlog, you know. So my experience with Vlogmas thus far has been a good experience, but at the same time, I'm just like feeling some type of way right now. And I've asked some peers of mine in the online business community and other content creators, and I asked them before Vlogmas started, because I was like, no, I'll pass on it. I'm not going to do it. And you know, one of the young ladies that I'm associated with, she said that she was and why she was and this and that and whatever. I think she's only doing 12 days though. I'm going to do the whole 25. So, cause it's vlog until you're vlogging until Christmas. So I, thought about it and I said, well, I think since I'm releasing the biggest course that I have ever done, at this point and most comprehensive, I think that this will be a good experience to show what that process looks like, to give a behind the scenes, cause I still had some Canon M50 videos to create, and to show behind the scenes of what that process looks like. So that if somebody else decided they are interested in the course and in between, you know, working your business and working a job, what those two dynamics really look like behind the scenes and managing them when you have health issues. And I think most of America can probably say they have some type of something or another, whether that be anxiety, whether that be high blood pressure, whether that be obesity, or whether that be something like what I'm dealing with is endometriosis. And so even like today, it's like I'm sitting here and I'm physically in pain while I'm doing this podcast, but I need to get things done. So I need to endure it for a time and then, you know, move on. So, you know, it's not to say that, you know, trying to have somebody have sympathy for me or anything like that, but to be as raw and uncut as possible. And so that kind of leads me into, you know, the second thing about it, which is, you know, do you do what's traditional or do you do what's non-traditional to reach your people? And so right now I'm in a place to where I've not been feeling traditional stuff. I don't like the extremely polished videos that we see on TV where, you know, they spent, you know, however many hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars putting this, you know, 15-second ad together with a whole marketing department. And, you know, it still doesn't connect. Very few actually connect, or it's too late in the ad because you're already turned off by ads and commercials in general, because we're so inundated with them all the time that you just don't connect with them. And so when we're thinking about how do we want to connect with people, I believe that we should be connecting people with our most sincere, genuine, and raw self, and to really show the things that make us unique, but at the same time show the things that help us to connect with one another. I believe when we try to wear a mask, that whether you feel like it or not, people can see through that. They can see through that, and even more so the fact that they had to identify that you were wearing a mask and you thought that they were dumb enough to not see it is insulting. And even more so, they just disconnect with you completely, and you will never earn that person's trust or earn a sale from that person at all, ever. There's no way to get that back. And so also there's a phrase that my friend says, which is transparency precedes healing. And what she means by that when she says that is that when you are being transparent, somebody can begin to heal in some way, whether that is psychologically, whether that is emotionally, whether that is something they're able to finally connect with something or somebody because it was genuine and sincere, and let them know that they are not by themselves. You are not some oddball. You are not some weirdo. You are one of some of somebody's that are dealing with this. And that's how I felt for the longest time with endometriosis. Nobody believed that anything was even wrong. You know, I had siblings that didn't even really get what was really wrong. You know, they just did not get it. Only person that knew the full severity of it and took it as serious as it was my parents, especially my mom. Every step of the way, every doctor's visit, everything right there. And I know that it got to my dad because I started having like these little mini seizures once I got home, because I stayed in my mom and dad's home and I stayed in their room. And my dad slept in my old bedroom, and then my mom slept in the room with me. But she was always up and down and make sure I had the medicine and this, that, or whatever. So it was just like watching a baby. I'm sure it was just like watching a baby. And so I started having these little micro seizures where I can hear you, I can see, and I'm conscious. I'm not like going unconscious, but my body is shaking so violently and I cannot control it. And so that happened a few times. And I know it was one of those times right when it was finally slowing down and I'm coming down off of this seizure. And I saw my dad wiping tears. And it was just crushing. Like, I was already crying because I was in so much pain. I'd got these stitches. I'm really immobile other than to get help to get up to go to the restroom. But for the most part, with all the work that I had done, I was pretty much immobile. So I spent most of my time in the bed. So I'm just laying there while, you know, my parents tried to hold me down, but not really hold me down. Because you don't want to rip a stitch. You don't want to go back to the hospital. But, you know, these seizures, they don't know how long this is going to be or whatever. And it feels like forever. I couldn't even gauge how long it actually was in, you know, real time. So when somebody's dealing with stuff like that and you have those kind of memories and those experiences replaying in the back of your mind, you wonder, what are they thinking when they show you those BS type videos or commercials that just seem super generic and just they treat you like you're an idiot. Like, you don't know that this whole thing is set up. Like, well, you don't know that you want them to buy. I loved going to this one website that I was checking out for a potential product. And I went to like the frequently asked questions page and stuff like that. And it was just straight up, as if I was talking to a friend, you know, sitting across the table from each other. And it was so non-traditional that it connected so very well. I eventually subscribed to a mail-in company that does clothes, and specifically for plus size women. And the reason why they got me off the first ad on Instagram is because they did it in a non-traditional way, and they hit on all the pain points that I was experiencing just for going shopping. Because your hips are shaped this way and it's different than your backside, different than, you know, the size of your thighs or whatever else. And then the timing. When you're leaving work, you know you have work to do, and I'm trying to go and shop for clothes for a couple hours. Where is the time? And that is for a single woman with no children, no husband. So I have more time than the other people out there that may be doing the same thing with different responsibilities. I don't have to answer to any of those same responsibilities. So, you know, I'm answering to my purpose and my passion, and those are the things that I'm focused on. And so when you interrupt those things with all of this, you know, it's like what used to be really considered normal is becoming just more annoying than anything else because it doesn't fit the times. So our marketing efforts have to adjust. And so when it comes to Vlogmas, it's like as I was editing the video, because that's the thing. When you watch a video, you're fully immersed in it. And it's like, dang, you know, you're feeling something off of it. You know, you're connecting with it. Like, think of your favorite YouTuber if you're into YouTube. Think of your favorite YouTuber. And when you see them talk about something, or even if, you know, you watch somebody's IG stories constantly, somebody that you care about or that you're following, and you just see their ups and downs and their whole everything. And it's as raw as it gets. Can't add any background music on IG stories, not unless they're doing pre-produced videos. And most people don't. So you're just in it when you're watching it. But when I'm editing this video today, or the video is going to post today, when I'm editing this video and I'm thinking about and I have to watch it back so many different times for different parts, specific, you know, hits on the beat, specific crossfades for this one song to the next song, or, you know, specific transitions, making sure timing is right in this, that, or whatever. But I don't have to do like a lot of color grading, I'm not doing any color grading, no adjustments at all to like the video as if I would a regular published video. I'm specifically turning the camera on and I'm starting to talk and I'm sharing my experience. So it's extremely raw. Since I'm using the J85, it looks a little better those first ones where I was using the point and shoot, but this one specifically is still using the point and shoot. But regardless, it's so non-traditional. It's so off the cuff. It's, you know, and it's showing me in a very frustrating moment like, the thing that's kind of embarrassing for me, honestly, is like, so I try to watch my mouth. I was a profusely curse ever since grade school, which is baffling, you know, to see my little nieces and nephews and to think the way I used to talk, of course, at school around your friends and not ever around your family. But, you know, the way that I used to talk around my friends and the way we just communicate and just everybody, it was so the norm. Hide when you're around your parents, say whatever you felt like flying off at the handle to almost the point you become a professional cursor. Everybody has a professional cursor in their family. And so it took a long time for me to get to the point to stop. But what really did it for me, honestly, was getting at the point to where I wanted to make a different, I wanted to live a different lifestyle. I wanted to make a difference in the kids' lives at teen church. And when I got the talk and invitation to teach teen church, it wasn't even really an ask. It was just the pastor telling me that I need you to teach teen church. I'm like, are you sure? Do you know, like what, like my history and stuff? Like, do you know stuff I've said? And just like, are you sure? He's like, that's all the reasons why I need you to do this. And I'm like, listen, you know, people say they're saved or what have you. And I'm like, look, I may be saved, but I ain't that saved. Some people still liable to be cursed out. And, you know, that day may be coming for a few coworkers. You know, it's like, that's how I feel sometimes. And, you know, it's just like, listen, as long as you ain't out there like that, which I'm not, you know, it's like, be your true authentic self, because they're not going to connect with anything else. And that was it. Let me know what you're going to do. And so I tossed and turned around and I'm like, all right. But, you know, and then you get kids like, well, I don't listen to such and such, but I listen when you talk. You hear kids come up to you and they ask you for advice. And I'm like, well, what do you do about this? And why is this and this now, whatever? And they level with you so much. And, you know, you get to the point and their kids are telling you, well, I'm having this problem at home and this now and what have you. And it's such an honor for them to open up that way, because kids really aren't open to talking to quote unquote adults. And even though I feel as young as they do, I'm at a different age bracket, a different stage of life, and I'm probably looking older, much older than I feel to them. You know what I mean? Like how you looked at adults when you were kids, or, you know, 14, you thought 30 was old, like you're almost at AARP age or something. And so, you know, when we look at, depending on who your target audience is, when you look at who you're trying to connect with, and whether that is them when they get to, you know, 20 and 30 year old age, or somebody like myself that is 30 years old, we don't connect from those traditional marketing techniques. I will buy from somebody whose vlog that I've watched, but it's hard for me to swallow the fact that somebody is buying from me that has watched my vlogs, you know, and they're seeing me with no mask. And I don't wear one anyway, but just in case you thought there was one, it for sure shows you that there isn't. There is no mask. And for, like, even now, you know, like, I like to sit at home and I like to make sure I'm very warm. I can't deal with the cold. So, you know, I'm always just bundled up, you know, sweatshirt, sweatpants and, you know, a skull cap or something like that. Even though it's like warm in the house, anybody else may very well say they're hot. I make sure I'm very warm and comfortable for myself. And so it's just like, I pull in my hair and I mess in my hair. Everybody has their quirks, whether they twist their hair or bite a straw, you know, whatever your nervous niches, you know, if that's what it's called. Not even just for being nervous, but just your thing, you know, you twirl a pin. So it's just like me, and you see it all. And because I lost my temper in this episode, I feel uncomfortable about that. And it was not something that I really wanted to add to the video, but when I'm editing and I'm cutting this thing together, there is no way that I could not include it, nor would I even try. It's just at that point, you know, it's like when you cut that something that is just like something like that, and it's not like I'm, you know, cursing, flying off the handle or whatever, but I felt like it. And it was, and I started, I'm like, son of a, and I just stopped. So I usually say son of a biscuit or son of a, what I say, son of a basket weaving biscuit or something like that. That's what I usually say. But it's not like when I'm in anger or whatever. It's just like, son of a biscuit. You know, it's like, I forgot to go here. But I wasn't going to say biscuit today or at the time when I did the video. So I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think when we think of the stereotypes, it's not necessarily so much so those that we see or encounter, but those that we carry. And so I think that the power comes from when you realize that your own stereotype that you're carrying against yourself, and you're free to let that go. And I think it's in those moments that we really see our strength grow, and we will see our business grow when we go against those traditional aspects of doing business and the way that we connect with one another. So I'll leave it there for today's Entree Chats Daily. Let me know what you think. You can always leave your message, your comment, or reply at anchor.fm/Diana Gladney. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you leave a rating or review for the podcast. And if you've been listening to these, you enjoy, you like what you hear, actually go ahead and leave that rating or review, or both. Wherever you're listening to it, at iTunes, Stitcher, whatever, leave that rating or review. And with that, my friends, live with passion. I'll see you guys on the next Entree Chats Daily.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe for more weekly small business tips and get free access to the basics to starting a business video training at startingyourbusiness.live or text the word leader to 444-999. And remember to live with passion.